Hello everyone! Kung sino man ang nakikinig ngayon, I hope you are in good health. At sa mga nakikinig naman ngayon na medyo may karamdaman, kung ano man ang nararamdaman ninyo, on behalf of Cutprint Podcasts and Cutprint Productions, I wish you a speedy recovery. Yes, sending you good vibes, folks! And of course, sa mga first time na makinig ng podcast ko, I'd like to remind you or tell you that I have other episodes. In fact, we are on season 2 now, Nax. So yung season 1, episodes 1 to 14, they're readily available. They're just a click away. Pwede nyo pakinggan sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher, to name a few. Okay, ngayon, kung musikero ka, it's one thing to be in a great band. But it's another thing to be in what is probably, rather, the most popular and influential band in Philippine history. Okay? And then, it's yet a totally other thing to be in that band and then move on to other projects, other bands, and be equally successful. And to top it all off, ibang klase ka na kung despite of all those achievements, you stay grounded and you are there playing your heart out because you are a musician first and foremost. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to have with me today my guest, the one and only Raymond Marasigan. Rames!
Hi, Jet. Naiyak naman ako sa intro mo.
Eyes
ba? Hindi ako ready dun. That was lovely. Thank you so much. I appreciate the kind
words. Oh, you more than deserve it, my friend. I mean, wow. You know, I can start now with your talking about your music career from day zero, kumbaga. Pero simulan natin doon sa mga ibang interest mo. I'm sure your fans, your millions of fans know your hobbies and your pursuits. And I personally know because I've been to your house and I've seen your stuff, right? And I know that you're big on bicycles and skateboards and other two-wheel devices or four-wheel devices that don't require an engine, di ba, Rames?
Yes.
Ilan na ba yung bikes mo ngayon, bro?
Well, I am not sure. It's not a lot. I don't collect. Pero I've been into bikes since I was a kid. I'm not hardcore, like, you know, like some people. Pero, you know, when we were kids, you have a BMX, yung ganon. Started with a BMX bike.
Yeah, but I've seen your posts. You've gone so far as nagda-downhill ka na rin, di ba? And, you know.
Occasionally. Bundok lang, nothing too hardcore or too gnarly or not to compete or anything. Tapos parang in college I had my BMX bike. Tapos that graduated into a mountain bike because my drummer si Mike Dizon is very much into bikes and si our engineer Shinji Tanaka. And then
Shinji.
Si Shinji and Mike, they're big mountain bikers. They like to go sa mountains. They even competed at some point. Pero hindi naman ako ganun. Para I just want to get away, you know, get away from what we're doing, from our real jobs. So before the lockdown, I used to bike every afternoon if I can, like for 45 minutes to an hour around the city. So may ilog dito eh. So you can go through the length of the river for mga 30-40 minutes na wala lang. Freedom, which I miss.
I know, you invited me at some point then. Magbike tayo somewhere in Marikina. I remember that. You invited me.
Oh, steady lang. Yung steady biking. My bikes now are parang, they're just like a big BMX bike. Nothing fancy. I usually use the single gear, walang cambio, and no suspension bikes. It's not a fixie.
Ano tawag doon? Fixie ba tawag doon, Rames?
No. I have a fixie because I have friends sa Makati. The guys from Team Manila, I ride fixie with them because they like to ride fixie. But personally, I like to ride a mountain bike with just one gear and no suspension. Parang hindi siya fixed gear. It's like a big BMX.
It's like a hardtail type of thing na mas simple pa.
Mas simple pa. Wala rin siyang, walang shock sa front wheel. So
now
rigid.
That the
they call it a rigid bike.
Rigid bike. Okay.
Yes.
So now that the government is sort of promoting two-wheeled motoring, you know, motorcyclo, bicicleta.
That's great.
Now that
yes.
the ECQ is being eased a little bit, do you see yourself commuting more on a bicycle or a motorcycle? I've seen you come to a gig naka-motor ka.
I've gone to gigs na naka-bike din. Parang pag if it's less than 10 kilometers, I would papadya ko na yun. Parang that's my warm up and exercise to get if it's less than 10 kilometers, meaning from here siguro Pasig, Quezon City. If I don't have to carry a lot of gears, parang if I don't have to carry the guitar, parang kunwari 3 songs lang or 5 songs, metro walk. I'll just, you know, it's less traffic and it's healthier.
You even arrived at a show, I think magkasabay nun Sandwich and the Dawn or one of your many bands, no? And you came in on a skateboard. Or was I dreaming?
Hindi naman from the house yun. Pero
from your car.
from the parking. I don't skate, yes, from the parking lot. From the parking lot. So parang if I have meetings in Makati, di ba hassle yung parking sa Makati, I would park sa mall and just like, di ba, or Ortigas, I would park sa Metro Walk, tapos papadya ka na lang around right. Ortigas. It's faster and it's more fun. Hindi naman ako skater punk. I'm dressed like myself, so hindi naman ako hinahassle ng security.
So guys, if you are into bicycling or motorcycling, siguro mas mahihilig kayo ngayon or may inganyo kayo ngayon ay pagpatuloy yan because who knows, you might bump into Raymond Marasigan beside you. Well, not literally. Pero habang pumapadya ka, may Raymond Marasigan kang katabi. So now, moving on, Rames. Okay, this is one kwento that I enjoy telling friends. Okay, how I first met you. There was a time when Club Dread Timog was the thing, no? Yung Lower Timog, yung maliit na Club Dread. The Dawn played there a lot. And I remember, nakikita na kita doon, but I didn't know who you were. Hindi ko alam yung pangalan mo. Pero si Raymond po, he looked more new wave than all of us. I remember that because, you know, he had this aquanet hair and then he had this deep, heavy eyeliner and, you know, loose necktie na itim and then. So very vivid memories.
That was all influenced by you guys.
We apologize. Anyway, so there was one gig, I remember that. I can never forget because we were playing, no, our set. And then I don't remember exactly kung ano yung kantang tinugtog namin. I think it was Love Will Set Us Free or some Dawn song. And the keyboard was just there. Kasi nung mga panahon na yon, ako yung nagki-keyboard on certain songs. And then when there are songs na hindi ako kailangan mag-keyboards, bumibitaw ako. So there were gigs na yung keyboard nandun lang. And I remember that night, this man, you know, whom I just described as having aquanet hair and eyeliner and white shirt and loose tie, he just jumped on stage and he started playing with us. And I remember that very well kasi yung buong kanta na yon, all the attention went to him. So ako naman, nakatingin lang sa kanya. Sabi ko, sino to?
I remember that night.
Nakita ko to, pero musikero pala siya. And then, of course, fast forward, you see Raymond playing drums for one of the biggest, if not the biggest band in the land. So, yung mga panahon na yun sa Club Dread, Rames, may banda ka na ba nun?
We were the heads already. But, you know, we were Dread kids.
You mean when you jammed with us, you were already the heads?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I really love your band. I've been watching your band forever. Tapos that night, I remember, tapos na yung set eh. But the audience wanted more. And then you were calling out songs. You had a keyboard player. It was a girl.
Si Millet. Yes.
Si Millet. Yes. Millet was there and she said, no, yun lang yung na-practice ko.
Okay.
And then you called out like 3 more songs. And I say, can I play? Because I know those songs. I did ask for your permission.
I don't remember. I was probably drunk already. Basta alam ko na lang.
You guys were drunk and happy and everybody was drunk and happy. And I wasn't drunk. It was so clear. I wasn't drunk yet. And I easily get drunk. So this is so clear in my mind. It's like, can I please play because I know the songs? Can I please play keyboards? And you said, yeah, go ahead. It's like,
Parang ano lang eh. So parang nag-materialize ka lang bigla sa stage. Out
it was
nowhere,
Love Will Set Us Free.
There was Raymond playing keyboards.
I think Dreams. You also played Dreams.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And one more. Na, 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 na.
I Stand With You.
I Stand With You. I think, yeah. Those three songs. Parang, if I remember correctly. Parang, oh, I know these songs. Like, you were calling it out. You were calling it to the band. And si Milet say, I'll set it out. Sabi ni Milet, I didn't rehearse these songs.
Wow. Your memory is very sharp. Much sharper
oh,
than
that was
mine.
One
pero
of
hindi
the,
ko makalimutan yun.
That was one of the best yeah. nights in Club Dread. I was like, I get to jam with you guys. Diba? Parang, and I know you guys love to jam. You would always jam. The first show I ever watched as a freshman in Manila, because I came from the province, because I only watch you guys on TV, right?
Quezon, right? Sa Quezon ba?
In Quezon, yes. And yeah. the first show that I was going to watch with you guys was the one where Teddy passed away na. So I'd never caught Teddy live.
This was the tribute concert in Folk
Arts. The tribute concert, yung tatlo yung gitarista, which was like so magical. It was so magical to me. I was there outside when you guys were sound checking. And I was getting excited.
Wow,
sound check pa lang. I was like, yeah, 4 p.m. sound check. You were, di ba, fixing the sound. I was there with my cousins. And then it was, that's one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was very.
Yeah, we had David Lava of Rage. We had Resty Cornejo of Identity Crisis.
Identity Crisis.
Francis Reyes.
And Kiko. Was that Kiko? No.
Diba? Tama ba?
Kiko was there. So. And nandun din yata si, ano, did you guys pull
so
out?
There.
No, wala pa si Noel eh, diba?
And I think Kiko was already there. Yeah. Oh,
si Kiko was there. It was three guitar players.
No, Noel Mendez
was in Ultra.
Noel Mendez became our guitar player for only a couple of gigs. I think it was.
I was
Ultra,
in one of the big shows.
He wore a mask.
Ultra, right?
Uh-oh.
Yes, he wore a mask. Parang Zorro.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Si Noel Mendez,
I was there
the Senor
too.
Noel Mendez, we know now.
And then it was so. Of course, it was so emotional, and it was, diba? Everybody was emotional, and then you started a set by saying take a minute of silence, and everybody was just ready to rock out. And like, oh my God, it was like, I can't believe it.
It was so awkward, I know, because our manager, yung manager namin nagsabi na, Jet, sabihin mo lang na we'll take a minute. And I'm like, this is a rock concert, Mart. You know, you're telling all these, you know,
these
high
kids.
Energy folks already, kids, to take a minute of silence. So, but you know, it was our tribute to Teddy, and I'm glad that you were there. So,
that's
anyway, Rings,
show.
Enough about
yes.
me. But ang ganda ng mga kwento, ha? You know, it's great that you have all these memories of us because very few people know the history of the Dawn. Maski hindi mo naabutan si Teddy, you know a lot about us, the beginnings, you know.
Hindi ko lang siya lang hindi ko inabot live. Hindi ko lang siya inabutan live. Because I was 1 year younger. I was a freshman when he left. So sayang.
So speaking of beginnings, I want to know about your beginning. I know a little bit. Alam ko na prior to your being a musician full time, you were a sales agent for a music store somewhere.
No, I didn't do that.
Selling, tama ba yan? Or were
no,
you a
no,
music
no,
teacher? Or am I getting this mixed up?
I taught music on the side, you know, for extra money as a college
you
student.
You taught music, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Parang ano lang, parang organ lessons.
Because I remember, may mga kwento si Buddy noon. Buddy, the other Eraserhead, became a member of the Dawn for mga 10 years. So marami rin siyang kwento.
Yes.
So siguro napaghalo-halo ko na yung mga details na you would be playing treble organs or something like that to demo or to teach. Or to sell.
That
so,
was
hindi
him.
Hindi ko na alam yung detalye.
Siya yun.
Ah, that was him. Okay.
That was him.
Okay.
Yeah, he would demo
and you taught music on the side.
Yeah, parang very, very, ano, parang simple organ lessons to kids in the province during summer vacation.
Were you already in a band then? Or yun lang, natuturo ka lang?
Yes. I was, as long as I can remember, since high school, I was always been in several bands. Always several bands at the same time.
I guess nothing changed. So anyway, I'm sure that the listeners now and everybody in the Philippines knows the Eraserheads, knows the history. alam na nila ang trivia tungkol sa inyo. So, we don't really have to touch a lot on the subject except for me saying that, yes, you are probably, and I believe this, actually, that you are the biggest and most influential band in the Philippines. You've come up with hit album after hit album, and it even became a musical, you know, and to this day, people are singing it. So you went through that. You went through all that. And then, nung natapos na yung Heads, I mean, nung natapos na mag-tour, you know, when the long haul was over, you went on, Rames. You proceeded. And fast forward to today, you have, I don't know, how many bands under your belt? Ilan na ba yung banda mo ngayon?
I've always been in bands, but I never like sit around and count them. Parang whoever is like active is active. Alam mo yon? Parang it's mm-hmm. it's the only thing I know what to do, how to do, or what to do. Parang so I just keep on doing it.
You actually have the time, and I know that you have different roles in every band that you're in.
Isa like pa yon, parang I don't get to, diba? Parang I get to be something else. And iba rin, iba yung role, leadership or arranger or, diba, drummer, whatever. So I find that very, you know, exciting. I don't have to be the same person every time.
Right, because like with Sandwich, the vocal duties, if you will,
which is yeah, accidentally I
started with Mark, no, with Mark.
Yes,
and then you took over.
Yes, pero hindi bigla. Kaya parang I was the accidental singer. We didn't, parang he was starting to do more shows for MTV as a VJ, and then he was getting roles, casted in roles as an actor. So he wasn't showing in one by one, hindi na siya nakaka-show up sa gigs. So I had to fill in. I just had to be ready to fill in anytime he wouldn't make it. So parang when he left, parang okay, I guess I'm the singer already.
Ganun lang, ano?
Without meaning to.
And I know that other bands have taken after that. Bands like Six Cycle Mind, nagkaroon sila ng mga, you know, may mga Rigodon of members, right? And I think that's largely in part because of your influence na, oh, pwede palang ganun, di ba? And then you have Pedicab, where you're mostly on the keyboards. You have Gaijin, where you play guitar ba? Tama ba?
Bass.
And then you have the Assembly Generals. Hindi ko na alam kung ano yung role mo doon. But
I play hip-hop drums for that. So that's totally, it's still the drums, but it's totally, a totally different style of playing, which I also enjoy.
Is it safe to say that in all these bands, you're the de facto band leader, or
no. In fact, I'm not a leader in any of the bands. Parang in all of my bands, parang everybody's got their own thing happening. Parang and
even in the songwriting.
Even in the songwriting, everybody's got, you know, their
like
their
yung Butterfly Carnival ng Sandwich. Who wrote that?
I think it started with Diego's riff, da 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 dan, da 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 dan, and then
lovely riff.
And then we arranged it on the spot, and Mark started singing stuff, and I said just add this and add that, and it that's how songs become in my bands. Parang change this, add that, whatever. Parang it really happens very fast.
Okay, so, and then you Sugod. Yeah. Did you write the words?
Sugod. Parang we were shooting for a music video for a film.
Okay.
And then si Diego and Mong were goofing around with riffs from, what's this band? I forgot which band. They were playing some disco punk riffs. I just wrote the lyrics for it. Parang yun na yun. And yung maganda dun, Jet, parang after Diego sent me the riff from that from that video shoot, nanood kami ng show ng Juan de la Cruz. Nung Bagong Laya si Pepe. You were there. I think
yes.
I saw you there. Sa World Trade yata yun.
In some capacity, yes. I was there.
And then this was the time of nu metal. So everybody had, you know, everybody looked like Korn in the music
right.
scene. But then pagdating natin dun sa ano, sa concert ng Juan de la Cruz, everybody looked like Juan de la Cruz. Para I'm sure you also brought out your denim jacket and creepers, alam mo yon, and with pins. Tapos pagkita ko kay Diego, pag sundo ko sa kanya sa Ortigas, he was wearing the same thing. Pagdating doon, nakita ko si Papa Dom, who was like, Papa Dom is like super reggae, but that night, yes, Papa he looked Dom like Dominic of Betrayed. He looked like Dominic of Betrayed with his, you know, faded denim jacket with the pins. Jep Rocks. Nakita ko si, sina Paolo Santos wearing the same, you know, similar attire. And I remember your shows when nung freshman kami ni Marcos, parang, let's go, the Don is playing in Luneta. Let's go. How do you know how to get to Luneta? Bababa lang kami sa jeepney sa may Taft. Hahanapin namin yung lahat nung pareho naming suot. Alam mo yun, everybody was wearing Levi's and big belts and creepers. Parang, let's just follow these kids. Parang, so that's the story of Sugod. It's going to sure a Juan de la Cruz show.
Meron kang isang kanta, Betamax is a title, I think.
Ah! Did they ever tell you what that is about?
All I know, it's a capsule in time that I know very well. Kasi parang 80s eh. 80s yung dinidescribe nung kanta.
Jet, that's
or anything before technology.
This is my take on mga kuya.
Oh, really?
Yes! I can't believe I've never told you. Mga kuya, that's your tribute to the people who was ahead of you, diba?
Yes, specifically sila Pepe, Juan de la Cruz.
Yeah, you know, so this is my version of mga kuya. Ha.
Okay.
There you go. So thank you again.
I am enlightened.
That's my name. That's my hip hop sandwich it. Version.
You perfectly described the times. Walang cellphone, walang ganito, walang ganyan. Which is true. And naalala ko yung Betamax because kinukwento mo yung experience mo na hinanap mo yung isang concert namin just by looking at the people who look sort of like yourself.
Yes.
Kasi dati wala pa namang cellphone, walang GPS, you know. You really had to do things physically. And I think that's one thing I really miss about those times, Rames. You know, the innocence. And if you wanted to watch your favorite band, kung sino man yung paborito mong banda, you had no choice but to watch them live.
Yes.
Apart from having their albums, of course. But ngayon kasi, if you want to watch like Coldplay or the Eraserheads or whatever, you know, kiklik mo lang eh sa YouTube and there they are, di ba? Noong mga panahon na yon, you really have to see them in the flesh.
I really wanted to see, you know, all the bands. I wanted to see all the bands. So you have to go out of your way, you know.
Okay, so let's... Right. Let's move on, Amanda, to your other kabisihan, which is that of being a record producer. What was the very first album that you produced?
I was also an accidental record producer. I was asked by Ellie to co-produce the Sugar Hiccup album.
You have many happy accidents, huh?
Oo nga, you just have to run with
Sugar
it.
Hiccup, right.
Sugar Hiccup, the first album.
Right.
And he said, can you help me produce this? Parang because nobody in BMG understood how Sugar Hiccup is supposed to sound. Sabi namin, oh, we could do that. Diba parang, we didn't know what we were doing. But it sounded fine.
But that was a hit album.
And then
5 years, di ba?
Yeah, yes.
Wow. So,
but we both
for a guy who didn't know what he was doing.
but at that time naman, we've been working a lot with our producer Robin Rivera, and we learned everything to know about producing, mostly from Robin.
Yes.
So that's how we
learned.
And
I think he was your guiding light in the Eraserheads, no?
Yes, for 9 albums, themes. He produced all the albums. Except for the first one, which I don't want to talk about because that's not a good story. Okay. We fired the first producer and said, you want the first producer that the record company gave us, sabi namin, no, we'd rather work with someone we know and trust, and that was Robin. So after that, from the second album to the last, he produced it.
Amazing. And guys, Raymond even produced songs from us. We had an album and he effectively produced half of that. album. And it was such an experience. Ang saya ng experience na yun. Dahil, wow, Raymond Marasigan yung nag-produce ng album namin. And it's always good. Kung musikero ka, maintindihan mo to eh. It's always good to have an outside set of ears with a totally different experience. Listening and guiding you. Listening to you and guiding you in your own songs. Because iba yung pananaw niya, iba yung pandinig niya sa naririnig mo. And Raymond really did a great job because, for one, he and Buddy at the time, I think, were sharing the producing duties. And we were able to do things we thought we couldn't do as a band. Pwede palang ganito, pwede palang ganyan. June Boy pala can play like this. So it was a really great experience. And doon ko nakita yung magic of being Raymond Marasigan, you know. Na sa sobrang daming influences, sa sobrang daming experiences, nasishare niya yun even with us. Because I don't know if you agree with me, Raymond, but being a musician is a never-ending thing, right? It's a constant journey, kumbaga.
I agree. And thank you for the nice words, and thank you for having me produce that record.
Well, you know, it's never the end. I can see ourselves working together at some point.
We should.
And
we did a few weeks ago.
Remember the Joshua 4?
A few weeks ago, virtually with Chito.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, with Chito Miranda. Yeah, we did a medley of our songs for Bayanihan Musikahan.
That was
so
fun.
What's next for you, Raymond? You've pretty much done everything. I mean, let's say things go back to normal. What's next for you?
Well, like I said earlier, let's keep on keeping. Parang Sandwich has an album ready to go out as soon as, you know, we've released a couple of singles from that album that we've recorded in December. Mm-hmm. And Pedicab will probably record. So, you know, but before that, I think what's more important is how we deal as musicians and how to earn our livelihood during this lockdown.
You might want to share that because before we pressed record, we were talking about that. Pinag-usapan natin yun eh. And si Raymond had a lot of great ideas on how musicians can survive in the quote-unquote new normal.
Yes, which is like somebody asked me in another podcast how we can get people to pay for performances. Mm-hmm. And my idea is not for the audience to pay, but for the sponsors to sponsor the event. Because instead of putting the money, which I think it's ready kasi yung budget nila for advertisement has been approved parang siguro 6 or 12 months prior, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sure na meron sila nun, but they don't have the venue. But the good news is they don't have to pay for a venue, a sound system, a crew, hotels, accommodations, parking. They don't have to pay for all of that. Plus, mas madami yung numbers ng tao na makakakita because they're locked in their houses. Diba? So, a normal gig that they could probably promote in a little bar with 200 capacity, that's easy online. Eh. Diba? 200 viewers na may replay because it's online. So, yung mga ganun.
That's brilliant.
And then my bands are gearing up for GCQ when it's a little more lenient and we can parang, 'di ba, you can have small group gatherings. So we have 3 studios right now. Rehearsal studio like yours. My studio, Mike has a rehearsal studio and Mong has a rehearsal studio. As soon as we can get together, we'll be playing shows. So right now we're talking to promoters and sponsors para pag inapprove na yung GCQ, pwede na kayong bumiyahe, pwede na sila pumunta dito sa bahay. We have our cameras and audio equipment ready to shoot. 'Di ba? Parang ganun. So just trying to hustle and trying to survive.
Yeah, to survive really. Because yun na nga eh, ang dami mga musikero na nag-uusap-usap ngayon. And sadly, we are last on the essentials list, di ba? Mm-hmm. In fact, we are even deemed non-essential. Kasi nga, hindi naman tayo pagkain, di ba? Hindi naman tayo necessities.
We are the backliners.
Yes, correct. We are the backliners. But I think that you know, music is something that everybody needs, especially in these times. Yun nga lang, we cannot be selfish and say, hindi, balik na natin sa normal, mag-gig na tayo.
Of course.
Check natin yung lugar. But, you know, there's some accountability to that because the virus, wala naman to pinipili eh, di ba? Mm-hmm. And it's still there, even though as we speak, people are already slowly returning to their jobs and their places of work. Nandun pa rin yan eh. So, it's like we're caught in the middle, di ba, Rames? Parang
yes.
Gusto na natin kumita. We want to make a living out of what we do. But at the same time, we know full well that the virus is here to stay for quite a bit, di ba?
Yes, but I want, as artists, I also want to explore what's in the limitation and what's available to us, mm-hmm. what we can control and what we cannot do. Obviously, we cannot go out because that, like you said, it's selfish. We cannot go out. We cannot be in groups. But we have the internet and that's a very, very powerful yeah. tool. And the eyes, the audience who are stuck in their homes. So I think we need to explore that more as artists. Parang hindi lang tayo sanay, but I think we'll, di ba? Parang we, I was talking to somebody nga, parang, you know who's doing it really well? This internet, earning from the internet and performing without, even before, with or without the lockdown? The sex workers, di ba? Parang, they've been doing it forever. Like monetizing their job through the internet. So I think if we figure out a way on how to do that, I think musicians will survive this better.
All right. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, Raymond, maraming salamat bago mawala ang internet. Is there anything you want to add?
We should have a drink sometime.
I know. Is there anything else you would like to add to your fans who are listening right now? Any words of encouragement?
First, I want to thank you for your influence on me as an artist, as a musician, as a fan. And thank you for having me here in your podcast. And I'd like to remind everybody to take care of each other because tayo-tayo na lang to eh. So, yan. Thank you guys. Take care.
Take it from the Raymond Marasigan. Raymond, thank you so much. Such a pleasure to have you. And yes, we're going to have that drink soon, buddy. We're going to have that.
Thank you.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind everyone to stay safe. Stay in your homes if you can. Work from home. But if you have to go out, please wear the necessary protection. Okay? So God bless you all. Bye.